Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Robert Scoble, and I'm going to call up Kalia, Identity Woman, and we'll be right back. Hold on. So now we're recording. Hi there.
Hey.
So who are you?
I'm Kalia, the Identity Woman.
Yay. So there's been a lot of talk about identity and data portability and all that fun stuff, and I just thought it would be fun to do a call because I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's happening in your world, in the identity world? And what is the world that you track, by the way? Because most people who listen to me probably don't have much of a clue who you are and what Identity Woman tricks and thinks about and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, so I've been working in the little niche that's growing ever bigger, it seems, these days, called user-centric identity. So the big question was, how can end users be empowered with the identifiers that they use on the web? Like their handles and all the data about them, because any information about you basically becomes identifying.
Yep.
Or as we like to say in the business, PII, personally identifiable information.
So can you give me some examples, like what you're thinking, what you call identity in, like Twitter or Facebook or even IM or email?
Well, so the identifier that you use is the handle in whatever namespace that you're in.
Yep.
So OpenID is really an attempt to say, hey, well, why can't I bring my identifier with me to the websites that I'm going to and use a URL or an iName that I choose instead of getting another username and password? And then, you know, you've got the whole stream of activities that you use on those sites or the things that you say, things your friends say. But then in other sites, you know, like, you know, Netflix or Amazon, you have preference information and transaction histories. So all, you know, it extends to that level of, you know, questions about what happens to all that data that you as an individual generate or co-generate with other people and organizations.
Yeah. So I know what OpenID is, and most people probably have an idea of what that is. You know, like when I sign into my blog on WordPress.com, I can use my OpenID, you know, name and password, and I can use the same name and password on all OpenID sites. And I think Yahoo's now on board, and there's tons of sites all over the web that use OpenID.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems like it's fairly finished, or is it? What's happening with that sort of single sign-on, I guess, is what the geeks call it?
Yeah, so single sign-on is great, but it's not that interesting, right?
Yeah.
It still doesn't help you move your data in and out. It still doesn't link data across sites. Like the use case you were talking about was, how do I update my email in all the places that it is if I change it?
Yep.
So there's, you know, there's, it's not like I know the right answer or the identity community knows the right answers, but there's several potential, you know, standards and tool sets that are being developed or are, you know, starting to be deployed. One of them, for the use case that you articulated about that data, is, wouldn't it be great if you could give all the websites a persistent link that said, this points at my current email address? And instead of having to change the email address in everybody's database, they just had a link to where you keep your email address.
And what's that called? What's the protocol for that?
That's XRI.
Okay.
So it's like an extension of URI, in that it creates data linkability.
Okay. And I learned more about that on Google at XRI. Searching them. Okay. And that's for, that, is that what you call a microformat? Is that real easy to do on your server and put up an XRI file format?
It's not a microformat.
Oh, what is it then? Let me explain what it is. And what do I do? What do I do on my WordPress.com server or WordPress.org server or wherever I am?
Well, the thing is, like an open standard that has the potential to solve your problem but needs adoption and infrastructure to do.
Okay.
It's like it's the harder answer to the the easy answer. You know, there's a part of OpenID is the endpoint stuff, which is a format called XRDS. So you could put at the end of your OpenID URL a bunch of different services in a standard format. And they actually just released the endpoint, a set of simple endpoint, a standard way to do those endpoints.
Okay.
And that was just released actually by Evan, I think, in Drummond. Evan's one of the lead programmers on Fire Eagle.
Okay, at Yahoo?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so Yahoo seems like they're working on some of these problems. So I'm on 19 different, I'm sorry?
Sorry, you just broke up, but I think I'm tracking you now.
Okay. I'm on 19 different services that I've put into FriendFeed. And I just had to change my email address from Hotmail to Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to each one of those 19 places and do that, right?
Right.
And I'd love to have a place where I can just change it once, like in a text file or something, although end users won't go for text files, right? They need a little UI in
yeah.
some place. And change that file or that database or that data and then have it replicate out through the rest of the services.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems like it's a chicken and egg problem, right? And you told me the chicken, which is, you know, here's a file format. Is it a file format? Is it a text file that I do this in? Or what actually sits on my...
It's like, you know, you need an HTTP resolver to resolve, you know, to resolve a URL. You need XRI resolvers to resolve XRI.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a higher level, more, you know, it's like it's the next generation of complexity to solve that problem. It may be that you just create an XRDS endpoint and sort of hack it, right? But,
yeah.
I mean, I think there's two levels of these solutions, right? One's a short-term hack that solves it for the extroverted geeks who don't mind sharing everything with everybody because security isn't really there yet.
Yeah.
And there's a longer-term kind of community problem-solving to really make it work